The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Avra Lewis from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence and Ebony magazines. The first article that I will be reading is from the Lifestyle Love List in Essence. Relationship goals. Black love is all around us, from the celebrities whose lives we follow from afar to the couples right next door who share their experiences on our social media feeds. There is no shortage of inspiration for those seeking a little romantic encouragement. The love stories here have won our hearts just in time for Valentine's Day. Did you know that everybody's favorite TV husband, Randall Pearson, on This Is Us, is just as happily married in real life as his character is on screen? Emmy Award-winning actor Sterling K. Brown and his wife, actress Ryan Michelle Bath, are among Hollywood's newest power couples and red carpet darlings. They also happen to be college sweethearts, proud parents, and bona fide relationship goals, and their adorable Instagram posts have drawn us in closer. But long before their love story was in the limelight, the couple, who met as students at Stanford in 1998, was focused on building a lasting and healthy relationship. Bath, 42, says her husband's vision was clear from the moment they tied the knot in June 2007. Sterling told me he wanted a relationship that others could see God in and that inspired people to love each other and want to be married. 11 years of marriage and two sons, Andrew, 7, and Amari, 3, later, they are regularly touted as a beautiful example of black love at its finest, both in the news and on social media. We're honored and flattered, admits Brown, 42. We know what it takes to make a relationship work, but when you find somebody who's worth it, it doesn't feel like a chore. Make no mistake, there's rarely overnight success in Hollywood, and the aspiring actor's struggles were real. Along the way, they had to be each other's biggest cheerleaders. They perfected their love language and learned how to juggle industry demands years before Brown's breakout turns in Black Panther and on The People vs. O.J. Simpson, America Crime Story, and before Bath landed a starring role on The First Wives Club, BET's Buzzy TV adaption premiering later this year. Being on the same stage about their commitment has solidified their foundation. We've closed all the exit doors, Bath says. There's no off-ramp, no laundry chute, no doggy door. We are in it, and we're going to ride this till the wheels fall off. I think that's the glue that keeps us going. Of course, a marriage can't be airtight without a couple learning how to work through differences. Brown's credits his wife with helping them master this particular lesson. Rye was way more versed in the art of arguments than I was, and she had to school me along the way, he says. If there is something difficult, you talk about it, you argue, you may disagree, but then you reach a mutual conclusion. If we're not good with each other before we go out into public, then we've got to argue it out first. Bath adds that anyone can find a love like theirs. Key is looking beyond the glow-up to see your partner for who he or she really is. Being able to appreciate the Sterlings or Ryans in your life right now, she says. That's the real goal. Beautifully put. Making it through thick and thin, David and Tamelia Mann. A playful teenage kiss ultimately ignited a lifelong romance for great friends turned lovers David and Tamelia Mann. Now in their 50s, they celebrated 30 years of marriage in April 2018. The Texas-based gospel singers and actors marked the milestone with the release of their memoir, Us Against the World, Our Secrets to Love, Marriage, and Family, by Thomas Nelson. While raising the 5 kids together, they faced their share of ups and downs and chose to use their personal testimony to inspire others to craft their own path to longevity. Joy has been key for us, says Tamala during a Yes Girl podcast last November. She also credited their strong faith and ability to grow together over the years. You have to always make adjustments for the seasons, added David, who said he learned to lead in his 20s, and in his 30s, he learned to provide for his family. I want people to know that a happy marriage is possible, Tamala said. If both parties want it, it can happen for you. The next couple, finding true love after 50, Cindy Trim and Russell Tomlinson. Cindy Trim, an Atlanta-based humanitarian, motivational speaker, and author, believes that to manifest love in our life, we must first claim it as our own. More than 20 years ago, she put marriage on her vision board because she had faith that it would happen for her in God's time. She was right, although it took a while for her Prince Charming to reveal himself. At 59, she got engaged to Russell Tomlinson, and at 60, she walked down the aisle for the first time during a fairy tale wedding. Before the two met, Trim was single and satisfied, but she never gave up hope. Everything that I wrote on the vision board came to pass, with the exception of marriage, so I carried that over, she says. I knew that my soulmate was going to come, and I felt when the time was right, all of the elements would fall into place. In the 1980s, Trim and Tomlinson's professional paths crossed briefly, but he was married with kids at the time. Years later, Trim heard that his wife had passed away and sent her condolences. About 2 years after that, he called to tell her that a friend had prophesied their love. This time, their connection was instant, and he swept her off her feet. Being engaged and married for the first time at an older age, I bring so much more to the table that I could have possibly have brought in my teens, early 20s, or 30s, says Trim. I already knew who I was. On October 12th, 2018, the couple wed before 150 guests in the Great Hall in England's historic Hampton Court Palace. The next couple, sharing the joy, Duval and Kadeen Ellis. Making your relationship Instagram official is easy, but getting the internet to fall in love with your story takes work and a lot of oversharing. When the actress and host Kadeen Ellis, 35, and her husband, actor and former NFL player Duval Ellis, 37, turned their cameras around and became the stars of their own love story, their viral videos made their family an overnight sensation. Using vlogs, they document the good, the bad, and the hilarious sides of millennial marriage and paired with solid relationship advice. The Ellises, whose adorable broad includes their 3 sons, Jackson, 7, Cairo, 2, and Kaz, 1, have amassed a large online community of like-minded couples with more than 98,000 YouTube subscribers. YouTube.com/IamDuval and counting. Their undeniable synergy even landed them a spot co-hosting Essence inaugural Black Love Gala in New York City. The next couple, getting a second chance at love, Micheline Thomas and Raquel Chevremont. Getting a second chance at love, Micheline Thomas and Raquel Chevremont. when renowned visual artist McKellen Thomas, 48, and her girlfriend, art consultant and collector Raquel Chevremont, also in her 40s, first met 15 years ago at the Studio Museum in Harlem. They were both married to other people. Their paths often crossed on the art scene over the next 10 years. After ending their previous relationships, the couple finally pursued a mutual attraction. Now 6 years into their romantic relationship, they approach art and activism as fiercely as they do love. "We got a second chance. Actually, we took it," Chevremont explains. "The odds were stacked against us, and we didn't care. We figured whoever doubted us would have to come around or not." Thomas credits Chevremont with being her ultimate muse, and the couple continues to pursue passion projects and come up with new ways to mix business and pleasure. In March 2018, they launched Duex Femmes Noires, spelled DuexFemmesNoires, which is an organization created to help and propel the careers of artists of color, with a particular focus on women. "We bounce ideas off each other for our collaborative projects and our individual ones," says Chevremont. The two are also co-parenting their 3 children from previous relationships. Teamwork comes naturally as they split their time between homes in New York City and Connecticut. "We respect each other immensely," says Chevremont. "So even when there are ideas that one of us might not be that fond of, we can be convinced if the other is passionate about it. That's because, as far as Thomas and Chevremont are concerned, life is better together." Working in harmony, the next couple, Chanel and Lance Smith. Married ordained ministers Chanel and Lance Smith stood in as witnesses when their good friends eloped to Las Vegas. The couple returned home to East Coast with love in their hearts and a brilliant business idea on their minds. In August 2016, they opened their very own Little Chapel of Love in Newark, New Jersey's historic mansion district to welcome couples in each of intimate and elegant wedding ceremonies on a realistic budget. The Smiths have married hundreds of folks to date and are known for being down for anything a couple can dream up, from performing services with a 1990s hip-hop vibe to having a James Brown impersonator officiate. They do it all for the love. The next article, also from Essence, is titled Grounded in Gratitude, Enjoy. In the past year, Ava DuVernay has witnessed groundbreaking shifts in the film industry and in her own career. Here she reflects on the difference between diversity and belonging and gives us a sneak peek at her next big project, The Central Park Five. On Rethinking Inclusion in Hollywood, we hear a lot about diversity right now. I'm not a fan of the word. It feels medicinal and no longer holds emotional resonance. This is a very emotional issue, so we must watch our words and make sure our vocabulary around these issues is propulsive and active. Inclusion is a key word in the conversation, but to me, an even bigger term is belonging. There's a belonging problem in Hollywood. Who dictates who belongs? More often than not, the very people who decide that all look the same. The majority of what audiences watch in movie theaters is through the lens of white male directors, producers, and writers. Studios won't change it, so the audience has to change it. It's the audience that said, "Black Panther looks good to us. We're going to support that." It's audience that said, "A Wrinkle in Time is worth it for our time," and sent the film to the record books as the first film directed by a black woman to gross $100 million at the domestic box office. I can't tell you how much Hollywood types talk about the audience on set, in meetings, everywhere. So it's really up to the audience to revolt in order to make change. On the Central Park 5, her new project with Netflix. My goal with the Central Park 5 is to give voice and presence to folks who have been rendered silent and invisible by the criminal justice system, which is inherently unjust. During the original Central Park jogger case and trials nearly 30 years ago, the five boys who were falsely accused and convicted of rape had their voices distorted, their actions contorted, and they were relegated to a fate determined for them by opponents who fabricated their own truth. Now that the guys have been exonerated and are free, the whole story will be heard and seen. On maintaining a sense of joy and peace, I recognize that an equal part of the fight for change in our society is keeping ourselves strong and joyous and sane in an insane world. I spend time with family and friends. I read a lot. I do Pilates. And I hike the trails around Los Angeles. But the biggest thing I do is pray all day. I say prayers of gratitude all day. Each day I count the joys of the sun coming through the window just right, or the sound of my mother's voice on the phone, or an idea that comes to me in the editing room or in the collaboration with a cast or crew member. I'm grateful for it all. Gratitude is like fuel for the spirit, and I make sure I never, ever run on empty. An article from Ebony. Louisville buses are saving a seat for Rosa Parks. The Transit Authority of the River City TARC in Louisville, Kentucky, is honoring civil rights icon Rosa Parks and encouraging residents to ride the bus this Black History Month. Throughout February, TARC will save a seat on each of its 230 buses for the historical figure, according to Courier-Journal. The campaign highlights Parks' refusal to give up her seat to a white passenger on a bus in Montgomery, Alabama in 1955. Her actions led to the Montgomery bus boycott, which resulted in the desegregation of the buses. The world changed forever when Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat. Ferdinand L. Risco, TARC Interim Executive Director, said in a statement, "It's important to recognize that legacy and the memory of the many who inspired her to act and those who were inspired by her." The Save the Seat campaign was announced February 4th, which was Parks' birth date. Monday, February 4th, Rosa Parks' birthday on December 1st, 1955 in Montgomery, Alabama, Park rejected the bus driver's rules. The transit company will also highlight African American figures from Louisville who contributed to the civil rights movement. Next article is from Essence. Black History Month reads, from a moving anthology by a living literary legend to self-help wisdom from a millennial influencer, we bring you picks as diverse as our culture, plus the inside scoop on hot celeb-approved titles. An instant classic, Toni Morrison, winner of the 1993 Nobel Prize in Literature and 1988 Pulitzer Prize, and author of such treasured titles as The Bluest Eye, returns with The Source of Self-Regard. In this collection of essays, speeches, and meditations, Morrison delivers a prayer for 9/11 victims, a reflection on the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., and a eulogy for James Baldwin, proving her words are as compelling as ever. Your Best Life. It Girl turned Renaissance woman Hannah Ron Mann has been a DJ, an entrepreneur, and a wellness expert. She now adds author to her resume. Do What Feels Good is loaded with insight on nutrition, fitness, skin care, and more. We dig her non-judgy approach and simple yet profound mantra, healthy is beautiful. Powerful picks. After decades of covering the African diaspora, photographer Adrienne Waheed brings us Black Joy in Resistance. Her bold images take us inside unique events such as South Africa's Afropunk, Brazil's Carnival, and the Second Million Man March in D.C. The Howard grad rounds out her debut with literary contributions from the likes of Karen Good, Marble, and Stacey Ann Chin. Global Escape. Chigozie Obioma, author of the acclaimed 2015 page-turner The Fisherman, is back with an orchestra of minorities. A modern take on Homer's The Odyssey, this Nigerian love story is filled with plot twists that demonstrate the power of persistence. Celebrity Corner. Revisit these works that some of our fave actresses are reading and adapting for the big screen and small screen. On her bookshelf, I'm currently reading On the Other Side of Freedom by DeRay McKesson, says Kerry Washington of the 2018 memoir. McKesson is a force. I adore him and the work he's doing. Hollywood Shot Caller. New mom and being Mary Jane lead Gabrielle Union will produce and star in a film adaptation of sexy 2016 saga The Perfect Find by media veteran Tia Williams. Starring in Journey Smollett, Bell takes on a TV remix of Lovecraft Country, the 2016 novel by Matt Ruff that explores how Jim Crow laws still affect us today. An article from Ebony. Happy Valentine's Day. 7 celebrity men praise their Black queens. This year, Ebony celebrates Black love by looking back at some of our favorite male stars as they uplift and praise the women they love. See what Denzel Washington, Jay-Z, Magic Johnson, and others have to say about their beautiful Black women in their lives. Denzel Washington on wife, Pauletta Washington. You can buy a house, but that doesn't make it a home. And not to say a man can't make a home, but my wife has made our house a home and raised these beautiful kids, John David, 33, Katia, 30, and twins Olivia and Malcolm, 27, and protected them and sacrificed for them. She did the heavy lifting. Ossie Davis on marriage to wife Ruby D. 50 years of being married, and what have I learned from it all? I say to my fellow husbands, whose eyeballs may be covered with lust, the way to possess all women is to love one woman well. Sex is an errant stroke of God's most choice lightning. Love, on the other hand, is the maker and keeper of our humanity, to be trusted above all other instincts, nurtured, worked at home, molded, shaped, then remodeled. A garden where we labor against rocks, which in time become flowers, one held in common, rose, bush, thorns, and all. For marriage is the place where love calls home. Jay-Z on wife Beyonce. This is my soulmate. This is the person I love. Her strength? Man, she's the strongest woman I know. Her and my mother, they battling for number one. Irvin Magic Johnson on his wife Cookie Johnson. I just love her so much. We've been together a long time. And she's the perfect partner for me. I think when people throw around soulmate and all that, for us, it's real. It's for real. We are soulmates. This is my best friend. She's an incredible mother, incredible wife. She just changed my whole life and shaped it. Will Smith's tribute to wife Jada Pinkett Smith on their 25th anniversary. Love is like gardening. I have to focus on helping you to blossom into what you want to be, into what you were born to be, rather than demanding that you become what my fragile ego needs to be. I've learned to take pleasure in nourishing your dreams, rather than wrestling with you to fulfill my selfish needs and satiate my insecurities. I have learned that love is listening, love is giving. Happy anniversary, my queen. I am forever devoted to nurturing your deepest truth. Swiss Beatz praises his wife, Alicia Keys, while sharing relationship advice. Attention all men. You shouldn't be jealous or upset if you have a queen that's successful, smarter, or better than you. What you should do is thank the Most High or step your game up. I can't stand when I see brothers jealous of the lady they're with. That S-H-I-T is very weak. Real talk, ladies, keep doing you. Every king needs a queen that's better than him. Facts. Russell Wilson on wife, Sierra. Sweetest thing I've ever known. I'm so grateful for the loving, sweet, and stand-up woman you are. Love you. Pound. True love. Next article from Ebony. Maxwell and Tamron Hall help raise money at 4th Annual CARES Gala. On Monday, February 11th, the National CARES Mentoring Movement presented its 4th Annual For the Love of Our Children Gala at the Ziegfeld Ballroom in New York City. The organization, founded by Susan L. Taylor, aims to provide guidance and mentorship to impoverished, oft-neglected youngsters in our community. The money raised through the annual gala helps support the nonprofit's mentorship initiatives designed to help our defenseless children and young adults heal from the trauma of the societal neglect and relentlessness violence that are part of their everyday lives, and to give them the principles and practices they need to tap into the resilience to override the crisis they are facing. The star-studded fundraiser was hosted by vivacious journalist and television personality Tamra Hall and Georgetown University professor and New York Times writer Michael Eric Dyson. We have run out of time today for today's episode of Ebony. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen to next time. I am Ava Lewis, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, triangleradioreadingservice.org. If you have any comments, please call 919-832-5138. So long until next time.